wherever you may be hearing the sound of my voice, we're happy to be coming your way with a message which I hope will strengthen and settle you in the things of God. Listen to this scripture from 2 Corinthians 4:18. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, I'm just using this scripture as a starting point. Here's a phrase which is often heard. How many times have you asked a person, how are you feeling? Or, how are you getting along? And they will reply with that oft-repeated phrase, pretty good under the circumstances, etc., etc. It seems that the circumstances takes the preeminence, and then they do the best they can with what is left. Perhaps they lose sight of the victory which there is in Christ for them, and the principles which they may have once set in life seem to fade from view, and they are just struggling under the circumstances, rather than arising above the circumstances. I heard of an illustration which seems to fit in real well here. After the man who was a bachelor finally decided to get married, and upon the arrival of their firstborn child, he thought it well to set forth a book on child training. This he did. When his second child was born, he revised the book and only had half the information which he had before to offer on child training. When the third child came, he again revised his book and came up with less material than ever before. This happened each time a child was born. Upon the arrival of the seventh or eighth, he finally had this advice to offer, just do the best you can. I fear that the circumstances somewhat altered his principles, and he failed to see the need of standing by his principles. How often have you heard individuals say, I couldn't live saved under such and such circumstances? Now, I don't say that you should disregard facts. If the sun doesn't break through the clouds, I'm not one to tell you that there are no clouds. If the clouds are there, they're not to be disregarded. But did you know that the sun is shining always above the clouds? Now, at this point, I would like for Frances to give you an experience she remembers which may add some to this thought. Here's Frances.
When I was a child, I well remember a neighbor who often came to our house to use a telephone. She would come in with a cheerful smile, speaking of the things around her in a pleasant manner. But even as children, we had learned when we asked her, how do you feel, that her voice would immediately change and she would take on a different countenance, and her tone of voice immediately became one of self-pity. Therefore, when it was convenient for us to do so, we would ask her, how do you feel? This we did, of course, just to hear the change of her tone. Invariably, she would say, oh, I don't feel a bit good. Then she would proceed to tell of her troubles. I really believe that she must have been under the circumstances rather than gaining the victory over them.
Thank you, Frances. Now, friends, what we really want you to do is to so grasp the promises of God that you be able to rise above every opposing circumstance which may come your way. Have you ever heard the expression, but you just don't understand? Well, it is true that there are some circumstances which I may not understand. I don't doubt that. But I know one who does understand your circumstances. However, in order to bring out the thought even better, let us look at some circumstances. First, consider Daniel. His circumstance was this. He'd been taken captive into a foreign land, which was Babylon. Now, that within itself is bad enough, but it did not alter his principles of doing right. Listen to this verse from Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. I think some people prefer that old slogan, when you're in Rome, do as Rome does. This may be all right for those who want to be socially accepted. But I believe God would have us draw a line between right and wrong. Let us not excuse ourselves with that flimsy alibi that everybody else is doing such and such, so it's all right for me to do it. Listen to this poem. Dare to be a Daniel, standing by a purpose true, heeding God's command. Honor them, the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Many mighty men are lost, daring not to stand, who for God had been a host by joining Daniel's band. Many giants, great and tall, stalking through the land, headlong to the earth would fall if met by Daniel's band. Hold the gospel banner high, on to victory grand. Satan and his host defy and shout for Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm. Dare to make it known. Now, if you want to look at circumstances, think of this. When Israel faced the army of the Philistines, old Goliath came out and defied every man among them. It is written that his height was 6 cubits and a span. Now, it's hard to determine just the exact height this may be, but a cubit was often considered about 18 inches. That would make Goliath 9 feet or more in height. That would be quite a soldier, wouldn't it, friends? Then he had a helmet of brass and a coat of mail. The coat of mail weighed 5,000 shekels. Now, roughly speaking, that's about 150 pounds or more. And he was challenging and calling to any man to come forth and fight him. Wouldn't you say those circumstances were quite discouraging? But not for David. He went in the strength of God, and God gave him the victory over all the circumstances. There was another time in David's life when he had actually sinned against God by numbering Israel. Can you think of anything worse than God being against an individual? The Lord gave David a choice afterwards in regard to his punishment. Here are the three things from which he was allowed to choose: a famine of 7 years throughout the land, or 3 months during which he would flee before his enemies while they pursued him, or 3 days of pestilence in the land. Do you think that would be a little hard to make a choice in such a case? Here's what David chose. You can read it in the 24th chapter of 2 Samuel in verse 14. And David said unto Gad, I'm in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hand of man. I would say that David was somewhat under the circumstances, wouldn't you? He was also in the circumstances, of course, which didn't look too good, but he rose above the circumstances when he surrendered himself wholly to God without reserve. Think of the circumstances Peter was in as he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Listen, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Friends, don't let the circumstances of life keep you from having the victory. Get hold of God for yourself and trust in his saving and keeping power. Paul and Silas were real examples of what God can do for those who have faith in him. When they were beaten with stripes and placed in the stocks in the inner prison, it says that at midnight they prayed and sang praises to God. What do you suppose those other prisoners in the jail thought of that? They might have thought that Paul and Silas wasn't quite just right before the earthquake came. But I'm of the opinion that afterward they realized there was a supernatural power working in their lives. Remember the text, will you? While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we're glad for victory through Christ. Help us not to look at the things which are seen, but may we securely anchor our affections to the eternal things of God. And for that which is accomplished, we will give Thee the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, I'd like to remind you that this message is brought your way, as it is each week, over this radio station by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we've been an encouragement to you, we'd be glad to hear from you. And do be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same station. Listen to this song, There is Glory on the Winning Side.
There is glory, glory on the winning side, yes, on the winning side, yes, on the winning side. There is glory, glory on the winning side, when the fight will stand is through, is through. There is glory, glory on the winning side, yes, on the winning side.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy urging each and every one of you to rise above the circumstances through faith in Christ. And now, may He bless and keep you until we meet again. And a very cheerful goodbye.